see, a cock of hay, a doodle, a shock.
Shock, a little shock.
A coil or a rick. I hadn't heard these terms.
Mm-mm.
Okay, now if you, the place that you'd put the cows, where would that be? Inside, if you didn't leave them outside, where would you put them?
In the barn, I'd be.
You put them where?
In the barn.
Did y'all ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a particular place for them or anything?
Just, you know, places, no stables like you have for the horses and things like that.
Okay, now the place where they put the cows when they go milk them. You ever seen that? I know you've seen that.
I milked them anyway.
You milk. What do you call that? That place, is there a particular name for that? Say, let's go take these cows and put them in the time for milk. Let's go put the cows. Or maybe you wouldn't, I don't know.
No.
What would you do? Tell me how you milk.
I used to, with Ty, I was out on the outside of the, you know, I'll go inside the lot and milk them there. I'll tie them on the outside of the fence, you know, that have a fence around your barn, no, around the lot where you kept the cattle and horses and mules, and we'd tie them out on outside, and I'd milk them there.
Well, was it dangerous or anything?
No. Sometimes they'd kick, you know, kick your butt, no, your milk out of your butt, no, a bucket.
But they wouldn't hurt you or anything.
No.
Like that. Okay, what's the place where you put hogs and pigs?
No, pig pen, the stock.
All right. Now, what does that look like? Describe that to me.
Oh, it's a big box lot. They, when they get ready to put the pigs up to fatten them, they make a great big box lot concern, you know, and have a float to it, and put them in that in that box. It's called a pig pen. And that's where you feed your hogs to fatten them to, so they'll be ready to kill.
Well, now, what's the difference in a hog and a pig?
One's a young, and the hog is a grown.